Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. One person has been identified from the active triple homicide investigation in New Lisbon. The deceased female adult is 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba. The names of the two young girls who were killed are not being released, but the New Lisbon Police Department identified their ages as 12 and 13. Law enforcement is actively looking for Virgil Thu in the New Lisbon area based on tips they've received. Juneau County deputies have released more photos of Thu. Surveillance footage shows the 47-year-old inside of a New Lisbon Dollar General store Sunday, hours before the victims were found dead inside of a home in New Lisbon. Another photo released by deputies showed Thu on a trail camera that same day. Chief Kyle Walker asked that anyone with information on her whereabouts or possible sightings of Virgil Thu contact police immediately. Thu should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, contact law enforcement. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved death investigation in the city of Madison that occurred Monday evening. It was first reported that approximately 8:20, officers with the Madison Police Department responded to a report of a vehicle theft at the Best Western on Anamark Drive. A foot chase ensued with an adult male suspect who was taken into custody, and EMS was requested to respond. EMS conducted an on-scene evaluation of the subject, and the subject was transported by law enforcement to the Dane County Jail. Upon arrival at the jail, the subject was immediately observed to be unresponsive, and the subject was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. It has now been reported that the suspect died Tuesday. No weapons were discharged during this incident. Involved law enforcement officers were placed on administrative leave per agency policy. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist. All involved law enforcement agencies are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. A California man has apologized for his connection to a 15-year-old girl who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Alexander Paffendorf told a judge today in San Diego that he would accept the consequences of his actions without explaining his precise role. Authorities say he told FBI agents that he messaged the shooter about attacking a government building. He has not been charged with a crime but is under investigation. He expressed regret after the judge kept an order to confiscate his guns and ammunition in effect until April 4th. The Richland Center City Clerk's Office has released an update on the current status of candidate filings for the upcoming spring election. Four residents have filed to run for alderperson in the city of Richland Center. They are incumbent Karen Tepley in District 1, Rachel Schultz in District 2, incumbent Melanie Walters in District 3, and incumbent Steve Downs in District 4. Incumbent alderperson in District 2, Mark Chambers, has filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for office have until Tuesday at 5 p.m. to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the city clerk's office or downloaded from the city website. For additional information or assistance, contact the city clerk's office at 608-647-3466. Mortgage rates have climbed again in a hot real estate market. As of yesterday, the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is just under 7%. That's the highest rate in 6 months. It keeps potential home buyers out of the market from the beginning to the end of December. The number of mortgage applications dropped nearly 22%. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke featuring Charlie Duke. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Duke. Charlie Duke was selected by Deke Slayton to be a member of the 5th Astronaut Group in 1966. Duke became a lunar module specialist and oversaw the development of its propulsion systems. Due to his knowledge of the lunar module, he was asked by Tom Stafford, commander of Apollo 10, and Neil Armstrong, commander of Apollo 11, to be a CAPCOM for their missions. Duke was assigned as the lunar module pilot for Apollo 16, which launched in 1976. John Young and Duke spent 71 hours on the moon surface and perform 3 EVAs. During this time, Young and Duke collected 213 pounds of rock and soil samples. One of those rocks is on display at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum. Sharing space with Deke featuring Charlie Duke will be held Sunday from 3 to 4. You may attend in person at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets may be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlateMuseum.org. The holiday expenses may be looming on the credit card bill, or perhaps the bank balance is a little lighter from the extra gifts exchanged with family and friends. If this is the year to reduce debt and bump up savings account, revisiting prior financial goals is not a bad idea. Fluctuations in the economy continue to affect many households. People are reassessing retirement timelines, considering where and how they live, and assessing future personal goals in the face of the new variants. Several federal financial programs have ended, and employment opportunities have varied from one sector to another. As consumers look ahead to the new year, having stable financial footing may become necessary to meet day-to-day needs. When thinking about current finances and sticking to a New Year's resolution, consider these tips from the Better Business Bureau. Set clear financial goals, like building an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for a vacation or retirement. Clear goals provide motivation and direction for financial choices. Inventory your credit cards. Credit cards have high interest rates, which can waste much money over time. Reach out to the credit card company to see if a balance transfer offer can be used to switch to a card with a lower rate, or ask if the interest rate can be lowered. If you have multiple cards, decide which debt-paying strategy is best for you. Some experts recommend paying off cards with the highest interest rates first. Others recommend paying off cards with the smallest balances first. Additionally, try sending in payments throughout the month. Put the $5 that would have been spent on a morning coffee towards debt instead. Avoid wasting money on unethical businesses or scams. Making careful decisions now can save time, money, and headaches later. Research all companies at BBB.org and check BBB Scam Tracker regularly to see what scams are happening in your area. Revisit subscriptions and memberships. Review all recurring payments and cancel any services no longer needed. These small adjustments can add up over the year. Plan for large expenses and potential major purchases or expenses, like vacations or home repairs, and start setting aside funds monthly to avoid future financial strain. Start budgeting. Creating a written budget and tracking spending is one of the best ways to save money and stop spending more than what is earned. First, figure out how much debt you have. You need an accurate picture before figuring out your budget. Note the difference between fixed expenses, needs, and wants. If you have debt, include repayment goals in your budget. If possible, factor in retirement and emergency savings. Save money by giving up morning coffee and cooking at home instead of getting takeout. Factor in any alternate income, like selling unused items or part-time work in the gig economy. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. Cheese lovers, now's your chance to get some finely aged cheddar. Hook's Cheese in Mineral Point is set to release a block of 20-year-aged cheddar in April, and orders are being taken now. 1 pound of the stuff will cost you $209, but the cheesemaker will toss in a flight of other fancy cheeses to go along with it. Owner Tony Hook says they've got about 1,000 pounds of the cheese ready for release. Today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Gretchen Jelenic of Richland Center on ticket number 221.